Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson to recap Monday's school board meeting and work session.
Recapping Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting. The meeting started off with the board awarding a precast bid package to Boyd Jones. What can you tell us about the precast bid package?
Precast is the concrete walls for the new middle school, and I think that's something that not a lot of people actually understand that term, so we'll put that out there first. We have precast walls at our auditorium, and a great option instead of masonry brick. A lot less time-consuming, and from a financial standpoint, serves the purpose very well. We were excited that all of those concrete walls came in a little under budget. That's a great place to start a project. And we also were able to find a company that will be able to meet our timeline. So those walls are anticipated to be formed up and sent on a semi and arriving here by the middle of May. So that kind of lets everybody know the dirt work hopefully will start in March and be working in April. And by May, they hopefully will start seeing some concrete walls going up and what that building's actually going to look like from the outside.
Well, and the board then moved on to discussion about expanding the school's live streaming capabilities. I'm sure that's exciting, especially during these COVID times.
COVID has definitely changed the way we do business with the governor's proclamation of only allowing 2 spectators per athlete for our events this winter. And that is starting to loosen up a little bit, but we know it's probably going to be restricted through the rest of the winter season to some point. We wanted all of the parents and grandparents and neighbors and community members who wanted to see our events be able to do that for free. And in order to make that happen, we did need to change up a little of what we have done in the past. In the past, we've had a paid subscription, so you could watch it from your living room, but you had to pay a few dollars. Now we have a few of our staff members who are willing to record the game and do their magic on the computer so that that can be transferred to YouTube and be seen from any computer or smart TV, and we can offer that for free. And the free part for people to watch it doesn't mean though that it's free for the school, because we need some additional equipment that will improve the quality of that. What we're using right now works, but it's not ideal, and so we are looking for some sponsors and doing a little fundraising in order to order some higher quality equipment. And we plan to have that in place for the beginning of 2021. So in January, I think people will be very pleased with the quality of live streaming that they'll be able to see for all of our events. We are planning to try to do as many events as possible. So hopefully that'll include some middle school games and some activities, concerts, other things. We do have to be a little careful of copyright laws if there's music involved, but we're hoping we can work around most all of those so our community can see all the great things our students are doing.
Well, the meeting itself was over pretty quickly, and then you moved into the joint work session with the city council. A lot of great discussion there with potential development on the VA campus. So what are you able to share about that discussion?
I'd first like to thank the city council and Mayor Brian Hatch for inviting the school board to give a little bit of input on the options that they have been presented for the VA ground. The county had hired Confluence and were very appreciative of that work as well. Having a third party come in, really take a look at all of the different wants and needs in our community and come up with 3 options that have some great potential for us, and then allowing the city council to take a look and choose which one they feel is really going to be in our best interest as a community and as a region. 2 of the options have space for a potential school building in the future. Knowing that that ground is very close to our other campuses is very appealing. Knowing that a future school building in that area could also help be a sales pitch for families who are wanting to move, and even developers, as Confluence had mentioned, whenever you're doing new housing developments, if they know there's going to be a school close by within walking distance and all of the other schools are within walking distance, that's a pretty good sales pitch. And we appreciated the opportunity to share our views on that. We definitely felt that option 1 is better from a traffic standpoint. We like the layout of the roads and where the school sat. And lucky for us, all of the council members agreed. So I think that made the conversation flow much easier. and we're really excited about the potential there. Now that the council has gotten to where they are getting ready, they're close anyway, to making it that official, then we will start doing some of the digging deeper and having additional conversations about what could this look like? What would it mean? What would it mean for other buildings? What's the timeline? You know, is this 10 years out? Is it 20 years out? So we still have a lot of conversations to have, but we're very excited that the council felt it was a worthwhile discussion on Monday night and also a worthwhile discussion for the future.
And you recently released updated numbers as it relates to absentee rates with COVID-19 and other illnesses. I understand a little bit higher than we've seen here from previous week. I guess, what are you able to share there?
Yeah, our quarantine rates are definitely going up. We did anticipate that, both from Thanksgiving and holiday practices with families and a little bit of traveling. Plus, we also are aware that our contact sports, wrestling definitely being probably the biggest one, and also basketball, when kids are working hard and in close proximity to others, especially opposing teams, we knew that the likelihood of some contagious virus activity was definitely a potential. And so we are seeing slightly elevated numbers. Actually, our attendance rate is still better than it is in a normal year. So we think that most of our kids are actually healthier this year, but the virus activity is spiking a little bit for us. We would really like to encourage all of our families and our students to remember, even when you go on holiday break, to continue practicing those safety measures. Wear your mask when you're not at home, or if you have people coming over to your house even. Wash your hands a lot, socially distance as much as you can. If you don't feel well, stay home. Nobody really wants any illness that you might have to pass around. So if you don't feel well, stay home and really just continue to practice good safety measures in hopes that January virus activity will go down again and we'll be able to kickstart school and activities and make it all the way through May without having to go virtual or hybrid.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners at this time?
Our last day of school for the 2020 year is going to be on Tuesday, December 22nd. We're looking forward to that. We appreciate all of the support that we have had this year. It has been a crazy year. There have been great things that have happened and that continue to happen. We appreciate all of our Panthers and our staff, our students, and our community. And we're really looking forward to 2021 and being able to see what that brings. I think there's going to be a whole lot of new and exciting things on the horizon.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.